Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast Show. It's going down, baby.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. As That's you right. can see, we have a fellow comedian.
We do.
An actor.
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Playwright.
Playwright, yes sir.
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Personal trainer.
Yes. Personal trainer sometime, you know.
Author.
Yes.
Author. Yeah, Paco Kermit, thank you for that. 7 years of that.
And, you know, your own Cleveland strongman right here and a father. We got Mr. Lafayette Frierson.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm also a grandfather. How you doing, Rain? I only got one granddaughter. She is so beautiful. She has green eyes and I love her.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
thank
man.
Thank you very much,
yes,
man.
Yes. Hey, where can they find you at, man?
Man, y'all can go on Instagram and find me, B-I-G underscore L-A-F underscore Cleveland underscore Hercules. That's me. If you don't know how to spell Hercules, H-E-R-C-U-L-E-S. Because I know a lot of people, you know, Cleveland Public Schools. Thank y'all very much. We appreciate y'all.
You know what? That's an interesting name. Like, you know, Big Laugh Cleveland Hercules. How did you get that name, man?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, I smoke a lot of pot, you know. They legalize marijuana. Hey, listen to me, man. I work out sometimes. I could just walk up and lift a car. Like, I really, you know, it's just in me. I've been lifting a car.
Whoa.
You're right, yeah.
this dude said lift a car?
He's about to just keep going by.
Like, you can't just say.
Like, that's normal.
Yeah, like lift a car. Yeah. Like, what the? Wait, okay. So, he said he can just lift a car. And he's not just talking.
No,
Go to my page, B-I-G underscore. Big Loft underscore Cleveland Hercules. You know, it's going to pop straight up.
On the link in the description. They can just click
just
on
click
that.
On. Yeah. I'm on there. I got this World Star. How y'all doing, man? Thank you, World Star.
World Star.
Put me on the map.
No,
let's digest that. This dude is lifting a car. A car.
Yeah.
Only people I ever saw lifting the car was the Road Warriors, and it was both of them lifting the car.
What about that movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger? That's where I got it from. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Twins. Yes.
He lifted the back of the car. Yeah. When I seen that, I said, I got to do that one day. And I was probably about 8 or 9.
Wow.
But that could be a little movie magic. But this dude is doing it in real life, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's lifting cars in real life. Talking about, I need to change my tire, but I ain't have a jack. Yo, Laugh, can you, Lafayette, yo, can you... I'm broke down. Can you come help me, man? I don't have no jack.
I definitely can do that. I done helped a lot of people. If I help you, I'm going to take these glasses off. If I don't help y'all out the snow, man, right. I ain't even charge y'all no money. And y'all supposed to give me like 50. For real, I was hurting when I helped y'all out that snow. Like, y'all got to look out for a motherfucker sometime. You feel me?
Especially in the snow, trying to slip and slide.
Yeah, slip and slide.
No, he's actually lifting cars, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I personally don't know anyone other than Lafayette that can lift a car. Do you, Jay?
No.
My little brother, he way bigger than me. My little brother made me like a little dude. Yeah. Lowell, he got famous for living in a car. And what's the dude, the rapper dude? What's his name? He a famous Gucci Mane brother. Well, you know Gucci Mane brother. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He seen my brother live a car, and my brother started doing security for everyone. Okay. And ended with MGK. So I got to give thanks to my little brother. You know, we did that together. But, you know, I started the trend. You know, I love my brother. Love
that's what's up, man. Okay. Hey, that's pretty impressive. He's lifting cars. And I also saw him in some movies, too. Like,
yeah.
I'm in a movie with this guy.
He's in a movie with this guy.
Yeah, we did. Maxie's Revenge.
Maxie's Revenge.
Last song.
Shout out to Javon Bates.
Yeah, shout out to Javon Bates.
Yeah. And y'all make sure y'all get this midnight. Y'all can order these shirts, man. Y'all see I got it on.
Yeah.
Look, they ain't put it on for no reason. Y'all better order y'all one.
It looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's start from the, you know, let's introduce the world to you, like, you know, like, as far as entertainment. What was your first project and what did you do? Like, what would you, your very first entertainment project?
I just be in the choir when I was a kid, so, you know, I know how to sing a little bit too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I heard him right. sing, he right. can carry it too.
If y'all can catch that karaoke, you know what I'm saying, I get down from time to time. But my first real experience is when I introduced B.B. King, the mighty B.B. King, the blues singer on the stage in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow.
So you talking about B.B. King with Lucille.
Yes, sir. The thrill is gone.
That B.B. King.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
so
Jay.
So
you kind of
been in the shine a little bit your whole life.
All my whole life. My grandma always told us we'd be a star. Like, she had the car called the Three Monkeys. It was me, my brother, and sister. She thought we was going to be this big, dynamic singing group.
Mm.
And we would, you know, every time B.B. King and I would come close to town, New York, Chicago, Detroit, like, we was running right there, Indiana, wherever he was performing.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, we followed them. Like, we was on the road.
And how old were you then?
It's probably about 9.
Wow.
9.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a crazy lifestyle for them.
I'm going to say, I don't even remember. That's when I really remember. But it was probably like before then.
Okay.
Because they always been locked in. Like, I met B.B. King. I probably met B.B. King the first time I remember. Like, I was like 5 years old. Mm.
That's you, Jay.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah.
So, when you was introducing B.B. King back when you were 9 years old, did you realize the magnitude? Did you realize how big B.B. King was at the time when you did it, or you was just doing something?
I didn't realize how big he was because he was sitting in the house eating my grandma's food. Like,
and you just
he was on 138th and Harvard. Like, my grandma said, don't tell none of your friends when because they see the big B.B. King bus pull up on 138th and Harvard. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And he'll be in there eating food with my grandmother. Like, you know. That was back in them chitlin days. I don't eat that type of stuff. That was the 80s, 90s, you know, long time ago.
But just think about that, man. Like, right, I mean, now you realize how big it was, but back then you had no idea.
Right.
Right.
This dude is like worldwide known, B.B. King. This is B.B. King, right? Yo.
The king of the blues.
That's crazy. And he was at your grandma's house like he was one of your uncles or somebody, and you didn't even...
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's
him and the Burnett Fogg is bus driver. I can't forget Burnett Fogg played in the movie with The Next of Kin with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Roadhouse.
He was in that movie. No, it was called Next of Kin.
Oh, Next of Kin. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Burnett Fogg was on there. Check that out. That's an old school movie with Patrick Swayze in there. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm linked up with all these.
I'm about to say,
you
lightweight, just been in entertainment.
Like, I'm linked in.
Yeah.
It's like. But then, you know, when I was a kid, I kind of like chose this path because, like, nah, the music.
Okay.
The music drove me. When I first heard N.W.A. and all this, I wanted to be that.
Yeah.
I seen Minister Society Boys. I wanted to be that. And I became that.
Wow.
Like, the people that know me, man, y'all know I was a very dangerous person at one time. But, you know, I gave my life to God. Like,
and then I
gave my life to Allah first. And then I came to God, but
they're both God, bro.
Yeah, it's all the same, man. Like, for real, we put it all together. But I still don't eat pork. I still got my Sony, so it's like I put them all together. It's like a moral science type of thing, you know.
You're your own person. you believe and pray how you want. You know what I'm saying? No one can tell you nothing.
No, and you know what? And I don't know nothing about nothing. I don't know nothing about his past, but anything.
Yep,
but ever since I met him, he's been the same.
And a gentleman.
Nothing but a gentleman, but the same person since day one. It don't matter where we were. Yep. He's always been the same. And that means a lot about his character and things
because
like that.
Because you must respect a man. Like, every man deserves respect. Like, when you start disrespecting a man in any type of way, it brings, you know, energy that you don't want. You know what I'm saying? Right. Don't nobody want to be checked, disrespected by any man.
Right.
That's why the world is the way it is, because it's like respect. Like, you know what I'm saying? You walk up with somebody disrespecting, man, it's going, you don't know everybody's past. Like,
right.
Like, we've been there, done that. Like,
look,
wait a minute. Look. Go ahead.
Wait. So, for example, when this gentleman came here, he had on some different clothes other than the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
He was
suited and booted.
But I don't want to wear nothing else but this shirt now.
No, but
I'm going to wear it for three days straight.
No, but I'm saying, look, he was suited and booted. He was suited and booted.
I mean,
and you had no idea.
He was coming to do this.
Or if you seen him in the street, you'll be like, okay, that's another person. You can see his physique now, but when he was suited and booted, you can sort of see the muscles popping through.
You can see.
You had no idea that he could bench press a Buick, though. Who can freaking bench press a Buick?
And a Cadillac.
I mean, you would think he'd be able to, maybe.
You didn't know that he could, like, lift a car.
Yeah, I mean,
no, but that's all impressive. But you know, absolutely, man. He's definitely always been a gentleman, and you know, and I've seen his movies. I didn't know he did stand up.
Yeah, I
do a little something now, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I get up there and tell y'all what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know he did stand up, but I did know that he put some humor in his characters that I seen in his movies, though.
Yeah. Ad-libs.
Yeah, his little ad-libs and
if you ever see somebody say this, I beat shit down that motherfucker leg. You know what I'm saying? You ever beat a motherfucker ass so bad you beat shit down their leg? That's what I'm saying. So if a motherfucker say, I beat shit down your leg, they stole that from me. I want that turtle man. What's the turtle man? The plumber.
Aaron the plumber.
Man, I want to fight the plumber, man.
No, look.
I want him so bad.
Look, I'm going to go against that.
I'll squeeze him.
Because I like Aaron the plumber.
I like him.
But I don't think he's no match to Lockie.
Yeah, I don't like to flip out. If you flip out on me like that, I'll
pound. The fact that you know Aaron the plumber is.
I'll knock him out and pick him right back up.
No, I tell you why I know who Aaron the plumber is. I said, yo, Aaron, come do the show. He's like, yeah, give me 10 bands. It's on.
What?
Yeah, he ain't worth no 10 bands. You ain't worth no 10 bands, baby.
What?
Hey, I'm worth 10 bands then. If you worth 10, I'm on Nick Cannon's show, man. You on the fucking 21 Balloon Pop, man. Okay. Congratulations, guy.
Shout out to Aaron the Plumber.
Shout out to Aaron the Plumber.
Let's clip this and send it to Aaron.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Hey, Aaron the Plumber, my name is Cleveland Hercules, and I'm telling you right now, I will beat shit down your leg.
Oh.
Wherever you want it. For $10,000. I probably want a little more than that, man. Because you tough and I'm tough. Let's do it.
Stinky.
No.
You don't want those pies.
Laugh. You about my height, bro.
Yeah, he a little guy. You know,
Lafayette.
He's what's the little guy? The other little guy.
Woody.
But he about Woody size. They all the same.
You my height, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6'1". Aaron,
he don't want no problem like that.
No, he's on.
I ain't gonna grab him either. I'm gonna swing them little. He be missing every time he swing. That's the sad thing. Like, and then he got split by a little skinny guy.
Look, Aaron. I know that you come from where you come from, but this the land, baby.
We all been to the joint, nigga.
This the land, though.
This the land, nigga. The 216, boy. You better. Where you from the country, right? You from Atlanta or something?
I don't know where you from, but it's the land, though. Anyway.
We created TTG. Train to go. We was the original. Stop snitching. We been told y'all that. Like, come on, man. It's Cleveland, man.
Shout out to Aaron the Plumber, man. Yeah, man, we love you, man. Hey, man. Hey,
give me a chance, Aaron the Plumber. Give me a chance to shine, man. You and that motherfucker Jake Paul. I want both of y'all.
Whoa, wait a minute. Now,
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Take both of them at the same time. How about that? Is this a big call out?
Ooh.
No, I
think I can do that because they both comedians. They performers.
No, like. I like Jake Paul and I don't want nothing to happen to him.
Jake Paul, the tough guy. I like Jake.
Not for real.
But if he $20 million, he looked very tough. Yeah, he paid Mike $20 million. That's money, a lot of money.
I took that fall for $20 million. My money on you.
I know. See, but he said he'll take the fall for $20 million.
So. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna say, man, he told me to take that fall. He didn't give me $20 million, but he gave me $10 million. I'm gonna take that fall. Hey, Jake, I'll take that fall for you.
Hey, I'll take the fall.
I'll take that fall, man.
But if it was a shot for a fair one, I got my money on Lafayette.
Hey, if somebody bets some money on my side and y'all betting on me and I know I'm gonna get this money, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna whoop Jake Paul like that. I'm about to come out. Hey, I'm a little older. He like to fight older guys. I'm 46 years old also.
Yeah.
But you know, I was raised in prison.
Hey, we both from here, Jake.
I was raised in Ohio prison, so.
We both from here, Jake.
I'm a little different.
You been working out?
We my whole life. We both from here, Jake.
We both. Jake, give me a chance, man. Like Rocky Balboa, man. Give me a chance,
you probably
man.
Gotta be Clubber Lane. Just I'll be start showing up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, give me a chance, Jake. Give me a chance of that title, punk. You don't deserve that. He's a paper champ.
Paper champ.
Clubber Lane.
Hey, Michael Jordan. What's his name? Michael B. Jordan.
Michael
man.
B. Jordan.
Hey, give me a chance, man. Look, I really look like Mr. T. What's happening? Let me take these glasses off, man.
Do a remake.
I'm going to get to give me a mohawk. give me a mohawk.
in addition to how many movies have you been in, bro?
Yeah.
Man, to tell you the truth, I don't really know. Like, I lost count. Like,
you just keep
just
doing
name
them,
a few.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, I got to give James Gunn, first of all, because that's my biggest guy. You know what I'm saying? Director James Gunn, great job. Y'all go to see the Superman July 11th,
okay.
2025. That's going to be the best Superman ever created.
Nice.
James Gunn, you did a great job. Like, he's a beast.
That's what's up. How'd that do? I mean, I know you can't talk about.
I'm going to tell you, man, my feet hurt for 3 days straight. I couldn't walk for 3 days straight. They had us running and running and running and running. I played a fireman. Y'all be looking for the fireman with the beard. I'm the only fireman that had the beard, so y'all be looking for my face now. Okay.
Nice. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's dope.
It was an extra role. Man.
So
like,
what? It don't matter.
You don't like being no extra. Like,
I mean, yeah,
I understand.
Course,
I don't like the extra role.
You got to start
it.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You definitely got to start somewhere.
I mean, it's not.
But I ain't never seen Denzel Washington play no extra. I probably got to look into his history.
I mean, the first thing I seen him in was Insane Elsewhere. Mm-hmm. He was a doctor, a young doctor in St. Elsewhere.
The lead actor. He was a leading star in his whole life. Because he come from stage plays like me. Like, we all come from the stage. Like, that stage is like everything.
It's
like,
a grind.
It's a grind.
Yeah.
It's a grind. You got any questions?
I did a couple plays in college, but you know what I mean? It was, once again, I was trying to remember the lines. You know
so,
what I mean?
So, and so when you did that stage play, and you had, what did you say? You had to remember those lines.
Yeah.
And like now when you do a film, hey, I done seen guys say, hey, cut, let me do it over.
Not the actor.
You can't do that on the stage play, sir.
No.
You can't do that on the stage play, sir. That's what makes me and you two different type of actors.
Yeah, you gotta go.
You know, we can break it down, or we can do anything we want to do.
Yeah. No, you gotta keep moving. And so you do a lot of improv.
Yeah, a little bit of improv. I do some of everything.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta, I don't know, a lot of people like to get upset like when you change the script. So have you ever dealt with somebody trying to like manipulate that? Say, no, stick to the script.
I done had that, and I respected it.
Okay.
And I just made it my way because okay. The character is me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna bring it out. Sometimes the words it'd be hard to capture because, I mean, you want to say words like that, and sometimes it kind of like don't make sense sometimes. But
okay.
When you're in the movie, man, you gotta improv that shit. Yeah, I just improv it, man. I make it the best I can.
Basically, you saying okay, you read the lines, but then you be like, I think this would be more realistic mm-hmm. if you say it this way. Is that what you?
Yeah. Like cuss words. Some people don't want it. I don't want no cuss words in my movie.
Mm.
And then you got to respect what they say because they don't want cuss words in their movie.
That right. I can
hey,
understand.
I hate to put your name out here loud, Diamond. Diamond Ray. Diamond Ray say stick to the script.
So you know I had to stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that, baby.
I mean, hey.
Hey, so have you ever watched Juice on BET?
I mean, yeah, I've seen it, like, not.
It'd be a bunch of maggot farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, maggot farmers. for some freaking skeezer.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaking nigga, nigga.
They be saying,
they be substituting the words.
Those be the voiceovers
yeah,
for
the
BET.
Voiceovers. Yeah, 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 the voiceovers.
Maggot farmers, I guess that's for motherfucker. And skeezer is, you know. I don't know.
Skeezer was an old hoe from the 1980s. Get over here, Skeezer. You heard the last time you heard that was on New Jack City.
But it wasn't real, was it? Did Nino Brown really say that, or was that the BET person?
Nino Brown really did say that, Skeezer.
Okay.
You called her a Skeezer. You ain't nothing but a Skeezer. That was the 80s. You know, that's the 80s word.
Oh, it's just that movie, not Juice.
No, Juice is even worse.
Yeah.
See, the thing about Juice, you got me thinking about Omar Epps and Tupac.
Well, look, I heard Tupac tell somebody, man, suck my toe. And I know he didn't say suck my toe. That's what they did on BET.
They really put toe?
Suck my toe.
Instead of dick.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Suck my toe. Suck my toe.
I mean, so whoever created that, man, you were a bad writer.
That was terrible.
Well, you can't say the word.
You couldn't just bleep it out.
You could have said bleep. I'd have rather heard a bleep. Suck my toe.
Or just muted it. Just muted it.
Suck my pinky or something.
Because you know it didn't sound like him either.
Suck my thumb.
It did not sound like him.
No, it didn't sound like him.
And what's my man's name that played in Full House?
Uncle Fester?
No, Full House.
Robin Thicke?
No, Uncle. What was his name? The one that did the comic
Joey?
Not Joey.
The
comic. That did the on Full House with the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
It was the comic that did the comic books on the show.
Mm.
He actually did voiceover work for Richard Pryor. The white dude with the blonde hair.
That wasn't, who was that?
I'm about to tell you right now.
Damn, that wasn't Joey? Joey's the.
You're talking about the other dude, the funny uncle.
The funny uncle,
the one with the
you talking about the comedian uncle, not Joey.
The
Joey.
Oh yeah.
He literally did voiceovers for Richard Pryor.
What is his name?
I'm looking it up.
I like him too.
Here you go. I'm going to give you his name right here. Let me see.
He's on it.
His name is Dave Collier.
Okay.
Collier. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He did voiceovers, you know, for that reason.
That was my dude.
Okay.
For Richard Pryor.
Dave Collier.
And he did some other voices too. That's dope. People that can do voices. But you know.
I can't do voices.
I can do any voice.
That helps. You were a cowboy in the movie.
Yeah, you played a southern accent.
Oh, yeah, I played Obama, man. You know what I'm talking about, man? Mm-hmm. Y'all go down there. Y'all check out that Common Creed, man. I definitely did my thing. And I remained my character. And you got to embed your character. That's the thing now, man. Some of y'all, hey. I can go DJ on y'all now, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Y'all sound the same on all the movies, man. Y'all gotta change it up. Sometimes y'all gotta watch yourself to see. Cause we be seeing y'all, man. Some of y'all act like the same as our characters, man. You gotta stop doing that, B. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta change it up, man.
Cause they reading the lines. They trying to remember these lines, man. Cause like I said, some of the directors want you to just remember them lines.
Yeah.
But they don't try to, you can't really build a character. Like y'all directors in Cleveland, y'all need to have more cast. I mean, you have the cast get together and read, have more readings, man. That's what's hurting everybody. That's why y'all movies look like that. Stop looking like a Tubi movie.
Ooh.
What the? That's what they, because they be saying, man, because
I got a cousin named The Real Big 50. How you doing, cuz? You know I'm always gonna bring her. The Real Big 50, you know, BMF, you know, she, you know, Remy Ma play her in the movie, go see it, the Around the Hood story. But yeah, her, she'll say it's a Tubi movie cuz we ain't on Netflix or HBO. And a Tubi movie, you know, they sometimes get downgraded because some of the actors and some of the things that the directors do, like those gunshots that y'all doing that look so corny, like, man, why did y'all edit that? Why didn't y'all just put a flash on it?
Right.
You know, put a flash on the actor's face or something, man. If it get too corny, man, them little buck, man, get a real cap gun or something, man, because y'all editors are terrible. I just hate to say
what
that.
What the?
If you don't know how to edit, nigga, stop. Stop it, nigga. You don't know how to edit. You better put it down. Motherfucker coming to your premiere and the motherfucker words sounding Chinese, like,
Yeah, it's tedious. It's not that hard, but it's a process.
So basically, like you saying, like, and it sort of like goes with what I've always said. Like, one of the things that we missing now is like artist development,
right?
Definitely. So when you saying when you're doing the movies, it should be like time spent with the actors versus like everybody just jump in and do your scene and things like that, and it looks ungenuine. So basically, you're saying like it should be like some time spent so the actors can.
The actors need to develop a relationship amongst each other. That's why we have these. You know, we need to have more readings. Are we gonna just have three readings and that's it? That's right. Why y'all movies be looking like that, man. Because it's gonna take the actors to get together now and to do it. And if they don't do that, it's gonna be that, cause they don't know each other. You gotta get people comfortable with each other. You just can't throw a motherfucker out there and expect them to do a sex scene. Speaking of sex scenes, I did a sex scene on the Blueprint.
Okay.
And it looked so real, man.
So okay, all right. So you did a sex scene.
You got his attention.
No. You did a sex scene. So what was the preparation for that? Did you get to know her? Did y'all?
I kind of knew her, and she was cool, and we was all cool. We was cool with it, you know. I actually came up with the idea, you know. Came up with the idea.
Like, it wasn't even in the script at all.
No, it was in the script.
Oh, okay,
all but right. It didn't say that. So we just, you know, acted out a scene, and you know, it blended in.
Did you do the baby boy?
I definitely
did. You hop around?
I did some hopping. I was hopping like a motherfucker. And y'all go see the movie, The Blueprint, man. The Creative Studios.
Where can they find The Blueprint, man?
They got to follow the creative Theory Entertainment or Studios. You follow them.
You see,
you know what I'm saying? Dials. Y'all got some purple towels in my pocket. I'm hot, man. Look, we all got ball heads too, man.
Yeah, man.
I ain't want to hide it. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't want to, you know, because we don't really care about no hair.
I kick it back on.
That no hair don't care.
Yeah, no hair don't curve.
No hair don't curve, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got this.
He got you. Okay. I got it. I'm together now. I stay high.
Yeah, man. So, you know, like, so how did you prepare for that? Like, how did you create, like, some sort of chemistry that can be convincing on film?
Well, director Katie Starr, she's magnificent. Katie Starr, Deuce, director Calvin, Deuce Smith, all of them, and what's his name, Logan Kingston, Cannon the Shooter, Glass, like all y'all like magnificent. Miss Pretty, you know, I gotta put you in, you ain't in that movie, but I gotta put you in there too. But yeah, I mean, they got with me, man, and Katie told me how she wanted that character to be, and I became him.
Okay.
So I was kind of like what's the movie, Ice Cube, Players Club. I definitely put on a Bernie Mac type of show. Well, you know, I love Bernie Bill. Mac. Dollar Bill, baby. You
shout out to Bernie Mac.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah.
So how do you get like into a character? Like you said, you gotta change it up so many times. Like, so what's your process? How do you like get into like character?
For those new actors, also, you must read the whole script. If you don't read the whole script, you're not going to understand your character. Your character development is not going to be all the way there. Because I've noticed a lot of people, y'all just read y'all part.
Right.
Y'all be lost as fuck on the movie. That's why the movie be sounding all, they don't know what's going on.
Right.
You got to read those scripts, man. If y'all talking about y'all actors and the directors, y'all be letting some of that shit go. But, you know, y'all directors, but everybody's creative in their own way. Mm. But
You got to get with those people, y'all. It's like a...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Everybody got to get together. Reading. Actually, table readings,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
the table readings reading. Are. That's yeah, that's what I say, man. Like more table. You need at least 10. Yeah.
So
10.
If you're serious about it, you know serious. What I mean. So go ahead.
No, so you actually read the whole script.
I read the whole script 3 times.
I can see myself if I read the whole script.
Oh boy.
And I studied the script. I can see myself mouthing. Well, some. Like they said, Samuel Jackson knows everybody's line.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what everybody's supposed to say. And he has it down. And he break into his character, hit a vape pen before his character, and be like, y'all like that? You know, and do it flawlessly. So how do you keep from like mouthing the lines? Because, you know, because I can see myself mouthing the lines and I'm supposed to be listening, but I could probably be like,
or correcting other people.
Stop acting like you know me, dude. Stop acting like you know me.
I don't know. I kind of like that freestyle flow. Like, I just let it flow. I let it flow. Like, I can cry. I can smile. I can be angry. Whoa. I can do anything.
Yeah, cry on cue, bro?
Sometimes I can.
Sometimes you can cry on cue. That's worth $1 million. If a person can cry on cue, that's a valuable actor there.
Yeah. Not that I ever had tried.
Because I normally use water.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I usually use Visine if I can.
Or little onion.
Little onion.
But I can tell y'all my trick, but that's going to cost you.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
We about to start doing acne classes for all y'all, because y'all need it, man. Them directors, like, they ain't. If you're not an actor, man, it's like hard to direct, or if you're not really creative, like. I mean, we trying to grow beyond Tubi. Like, Tubi cool, but I don't want to be, you know.
So let me ask you this, man.
Bad edits.
How do you react to people recognizing you? Like, okay, like not saying that you like a, like we from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And being from Cleveland is normally like, we always got our head on a swivel.
Definitely.
But you might run into a dude that's looking at you, but might be in awe and want to meet you and talk to you and approach you, or a woman that might see you and recognize you from your movies and stuff. How do you deal with that? Like, that's something that we mentally have to train ourselves from being in entertainment. So how do you deal with that? Like, do you have an experience where somebody recognized you and you didn't know where he was coming from and you was ready to?
I had that a few times. My biggest one though. I don't know what your name was, man, but we was in Battle Creek, Michigan, and it was like an arm wrestling competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, my family was out there. It was like a festival, and they was out there doing the cooking thing. And I said, shit. I said, can I sign up for the arm wrestling contest? Because I want to win this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ended up meeting a couple guys, and they knew who I was. I'm World Star, so.
They already knew who you were from World Star.
They called me the Cleveland Hercules. I said, wow. Like, that was crazy.
That's amazing.
I gave autographs, took pictures. Like, that was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, but that should have automatically disqualified you, though.
I didn't get in.
Okay, because I would have been like,
they
nah,
me in.
It's not fair.
Why?
Because this dude lifting cars. How the fuck is that fair?
That has nothing to do with a curl.
Bruh.
I mean,
I'm not going to go in. Look, arm wrestling is like money prizes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get
it. Definitely technique.
Technique, my tendons would tear.
I'm not about to be like, yeah, I can use the money. And then Cleveland Hercules is the person I got to go against. Why would I do that to myself?
Because if you want to win the money, you got to beat the guy who's best right
I'm
there.
I'm like, look. This dude, his friend's Buick.
He's a ringer.
I should be able to use two hands.
His name's not John. He's a ringer. Where's he at?
I'm like, if I can't use two hands.
He's already winning this. This is not fair.
It ain't fair.
I get it.
Yeah, so like, what the heck?
So what? Don't hate.
All right. Well, you arm wrestle him.
No, because I'm arm hold already, man. Win, man. My tendons are hurting.
He'll probably win. He'll probably win right now.
My arm, you see my shit's broke? It's already hurting. Thinking about it.
No, that's dope. So how do you deal with that, man? Like, it's got to be a mental thing. Like,
I ain't going to lie, man. It's like, once you've been to prison, like, I spent a lot of time in prison. Like, I was on that, like the how I became a part of film, I spent so much time in prison, it was like I had 13 years with nothing to do. Mm. You know, so I was fighting my case on appeal, and they had the stage plays. I said, damn.
Okay.
So you look on this board, you're looking for your mail call. You got the mail call. They put in like the last digit, three digits of your number on there. Then they got the casting call for a stage play. For Easter play, Christmas play, I got in all of them. So then, you know, I did so many plays, like I kind of got like bored with it. And I started writing and doing my own. And in the midst of that, when I wrote and did my own, it was a TEDx event in 2014 where I met the beautiful and the gracious Piper Kerman. I love you. Piper Kerman changed my life. Like, she took the thug out of me. Like, I ain't want to be no, I wanted to be like this different guy, like, okay, after hearing everyone's story. Like, I wanted my story to be different. Like, I want to write my own story. I want to control my own destiny instead of being the thug, being the drug dude, being the gangster, and dying. Like,
so wait a minute. These plays was in prison?
Prison, yes, sir.
Mm. And you signed up for them?
And I signed up for them.
How did it go?
I got in every casting call. I became, the first dude I became was something. What's the dude off of, it was the one where we kind of like took that. But I became like a Greek, some type of Greek soldier, gladiator, or whatever, you know.
Nice.
In prison. Different plays. Yeah, yeah.
In prison. I didn't know they did plays in prison.
Me neither. Yeah, yeah.
Marion Correctional Institution, the biggest playhouse in Cleveland.
Wow.
Not Cleveland, but Marion, Ohio.
So let me get this straight. Were the plays put on for, could public come see it?
Yeah, for the public, like the elderly, you know. It was like a lot of elderly people there and their families. People would just come in.
A lot of nuns still do that.
There was a lot of people. It was like Christian based plays.
So have you wrote a play?
Yeah, I wrote a couple plays.
And you haven't done anything with them yet?
Well, Marion Correctional made $15,000 off of the first play I made called On the Inside Looking Out, created by Lafayette Frierson.
There you go.
And you know, they gave me a couple pictures and the cheapest piece of party that, you know. And then I asked the lady, I said, well, damn, you can't send my kids like $1,000 or something, because, I mean, goddamn, y'all made $15,000. They ain't give me a motherfucking thing. Mm. So, you know, I just stopped doing the plays in there. Like, they like, you going to write another one? You going? But I didn't benefit. Like, I didn't get nothing. Right. I don't even got a video recording of the play.
Wow.
I got pictures, though.
Wow. But you got the play up here.
It's in my head.
It's in your head, and you could probably definitely do it, and it'll be dope. Like, it'll it's going dope from the inside.
On the outside looking in.
Okay, on the outside looking in.
I'm on the inside looking out. I apologize. On the inside, I'm thinking about that ball MJG.
No, that's dope, man. I had no idea that was even a thing.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. So, speaking of you, so you've written plays, you've written any movies?
I got a few movies written, but it's like, it's like you don't want to give too many people your ideas because they will take your idea and they won't even mention your name.
I got you.
If you write something, hey man, listen to me, man. I don't mean to say this, but man, a lot of y'all, man, y'all be crazy. Mm. If I write something for you, man, you're supposed to put my name and give me some type of credit or for something that I did, especially anything I did. If I tell you about a house or, you know what I'm saying, I didn't get you a location to shoot your film and all that. Man, put me out there, man. Promote me. Let me. I want to get some money too.
He wants his credit.
I want some money, man. Hey, I don't want them. I don't want them IMDb credits no more. Pay me. I'm on Nick Cannon's page.
Look, I just want to mention that the Gucci glasses go good with the Midnight Paco shirt.
Definitely.
I'm just saying the Gucci glasses is like going good with that.
So where can they go to order this this Midnight Paco?
Hit it, Jack.
Links in the description, everybody. You can go to Amazon or Redbubble. Just hit the link in the description.
Yeah, but
by our awesome model in this piece.
Oh yeah, I'm in here today, you know.
Big lad, Hercules in
Lafayette this piece. Up in this boy, man.
Yeah.
Cleveland Hercules.
Hey, Cleveland, hey, so now it's Cleveland and Detroit. I'm trying to be Detroit Hercules now because I ain't seen none of them lift cars.
Oh shit, oh shit.
Hey, Big Meech, I ain't seen you lift no car, Big Meech. I'm Big Lop. Big Lop, Cleveland Hercules.
So do you, so you said you spent some time.
Yes, sir.
Do you care to elaborate on that? Like,
I did some time because I was in the streets, man. I was kind of like all these kids, like, is like what we heard. What we heard in the music, we wanted to do.
Mm.
I wanted to do everything I heard in the music. I did everything but being a gang. I went in nobody's gang.
Right.
Because I done seen a lot of people get fucked up by them handshakes.
Yeah.
They messed them handshakes up, somebody gone. But I wasn't going like that. Like, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Like, my grandma raised me different. Like, I can't take no whooping. Like, y'all know I'm a battle cat. Y'all know me. A lot of people know me. I apologize if I did any wrong to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not bragging about anything I did.
Right.
But I do got copyright infringements of that ass whooping that I put down those years ago. But I apologize. I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Since we've met, you've been a good guy. You know,
oh, yes, sir. You've been nothing but a gentleman,
so,
man.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear nothing about the bad.
Yeah, I'm a good guy.
I know it's part of the package. I get it. But that's all brought you to where you're at now.
Yeah, that's what made
you. Because think about it like this. If you didn't go through all that, I mean, I don't know. I know you've been part of entertainment your whole life, basically, but going through that process and going on stage and doing that would have driven you more towards acting, or you know what I mean? Or you think if you would have found that path had you not had to go there, you know what I mean? And
I don't know, I wanted to be a DJ, I wanted to be a rapper like everybody else, like, you know, I wasn't really no rapper, but
so because of that, it kind of pushed you in this path a little bit more by going on stage there, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. And plus, it's especially like being a father.
Mm-hmm.
The experience you had being a father, because you know basically you know our kids think we ain't did nothing.
Nothing.
It don't matter what receipts you got, according to your kids, you ain't did nothing. Life is different, you know. But you know your kids may know that you.
Man, my kids, I ain't gonna lie, my kids seen me do so much stuff. But the main one that I really hate is like the main reason I got locked up was for my kids, and they said nothing about it at court.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just wanted to bring that up too, man.
Man, talk about it. Bring it up.
Peter Corgan, man, y'all wrong, man. I had Peter Corgan and Michael Corgan. I beat Michael Corgan's case on appeal. So then 7 years later, I catch a case with a guy, you know. Yeah, I don't really, you know, he not cool. Like, ain't nobody cool that I'm mentioning, man, because they was all fuck motherfuckers. My loyalty is, like, so genuine. I sat and did 13 years, like, for a crime that I didn't even do. Mm-hmm. Like, I kicked some ass. I whooped 3 people ass in that backyard when my kids was back there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they failed to mention that at that trial. Like, you know, they tried to use my past against me, and they still use it. Like,
So basically, you were, like, you know, doing what any father would do is protect the children.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right, right.
That's basically what you were doing.
Mm.
Protecting your children.
I got witnesses, man. Y'all know. I think I want to reopen my case. I wish Johnny Cochran was still alive, you know. We're going to make him Johnny Frankenstein Cochran.
You know what?
You going to bring him back.
You did reopen your case, and you've proven your innocence by, you know, moving forward with your career and what you're doing now.
You're showing it.
Positivity, and you like, you know, bringing people along on your path. You know what I'm saying? Like, your work has been on Nick Cannon's profile.
I'm on there. My son came on from the Navy.
Tell us about that, man. No, break it all down. Like, tell us from the beginning. What was that video about?
That video was about that night. This is what I'm bringing up. The night that I caught this case, man. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. That's the last time. Well, I'm saying, look, it happened August 24th. And I got incarcerated December 17th. My co-defendant got locked up December 3rd.
Mm.
Before December 3rd, I had no warrants. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's like crazy, man. You be loyal to a person that you sit next to him, and I'm steady asking, like, damn, man, did you say my name? Oh, no, I ain't do that. I ain't do that. And it's like, man, it's like, but it's all good, though. You know, I've grown from that experience, and I found God. And I found so much experience. I lost so many family. I lost 13 family members in 13 years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of like hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Yeah, but I saw a video, man, and I didn't realize that was you. I think it was when you just got released.
Mm-hmm.
And then your son was there, and you didn't know he was going to be there.
Oh, yeah, he tricked me. Nightshon Scoop, you tricked me up. Well, he said, I'm talking to him on the phone before I get released. You know, it's like, it's the last crunch time, that last month.
Yeah.
You got so many people, you just giving all your shit away, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I done accumulated so much stuff in 13 years, yeah. And I just gave it all away.
In prison. Yeah.
In prison.
Like what's some, explain to someone that never been in locked up, like, what are some of the things you gave away?
Clippers. Shoes. Blankets, clothes, it's like a lot. Everything that you got. Mirrors, I mean, whatever they want. Like
here, you can have it. I don't need it.
No, I ain't just give it to them. You know, I sold it. But at the end, you know, at the end of your time, like, you don't want to ask nobody for something. So you selling your stuff. You selling all your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sell your stuff before you leave.
I know you don't smoke cigarettes, right?
Nah.
Did you have cigarettes?
I mean.
Because that's money.
I had cigarettes my first bit, but they stopped smoking May 9th, 2009 in prison.
They cut the cigarettes out?
They stopped smoking, and a lot of people died from cancer, like, right after.
How many people died from going nuts?
I mean, I told people dying from cancer, like, back-to-back lung cancer.
Yeah, for sure.
There was so much lung cancer in prison, like, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Like, from 2009 to 2013 in Marion Correctional, we lost so many inmates young from lung cancer because they just got to smoking the bedpost. So the bedpost is like the cigarettes people accumulate for years. So say you got a bunk bed, and this bunk bed serves as what? The prison, what, 70s?
Yeah.
So people putting these beds, the cigarettes in there for the bed. So the inmates got to breaking the bedpost open and these old cigarettes popping out. Man, motherfuckers got to die, man.
Smoking cigarettes.
Old cigarettes.
From that was in the bedpost.
That was in the bedpost.
So wait a minute.
That's amazing.
Because you got to think, you can buy the cigarettes at the store.
For one.
So, you know, you can smoke in the dorm in them years, and, you know, they'll throw these cigarettes in the bed.
Damn. Yeah, but that's like finding a stash. That's free shit.
It's like, I want to smoke
old. For the moment. It's probably old and got mold and mildew.
They were smoking it. They were smoking rat poison before I left. Y'all stop that tune. That tune that y'all smoking in the prison, man, they rub it on the rat poison and put it on a napkin and give it to y'all, and y'all smoking it.
What the fuck, people?
I mean, it's crazy. Prison is a crazy place, man, and it's a lot of bubbles. Bubble was in there, Bojangles, all of them. You gonna eat your cornbread. You gonna eat your cornbread, boy, for real. You right there.
Wait a minute, hold on. That wasn't you.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie, one there, and I looked at prison and school, man. I got so many certificates back at home, like right now, like people telling me to throw them away, but it's like, man, I work week after week in these programs, and I learned so many different things that brought me to this point in my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the Thinking for a Change program has definitely changed me.
Nice.
Ms. Jody Davis definitely changed me. The Lifeline program, Purple Current definitely changed me for sure. So.
No, that's dope, man. It's like you're bringing something to film and your performances that, you know, that most people don't even know about. Right. I never even knew people was smoking bed frames.
Yeah, they smoke it. They was, hey, can I talk about the animal?
You can talk about
they was doing
you want.
Animal. Hey, listen to me, man.
Oh boy.
Hey, I was in the joint, man. They got the cows in there. They milking the cows for the milk. They put the milk in this little bag. They put the milk in the bags. So, you know, one of the dudes, you know, he stick his dangling in the cow mouth, and the calf would not let go. So they had to cut the calf's thing off, and they head off to get the main thing about the calf's mouth, and then they charged the man like $1,000-something, $1,500 for his calf. Like, a lot of animal, man, there's some weird stuff in prison, man.
Where were you?
I was in Marion Correctional Institution.
Which is, like, located
in Marion, Ohio. 45 minutes from Columbus. Okay, so, Marion, Ohio, yeah.
So you guys were out milking cows.
Like, nah, I wasn't out, but no, they were out.
but they had a job like yeah, that for
yeah,
them?
Yeah, job wow. for the people in the cow.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. My man is doing time. And his job was milking cows.
He milked the cow.
And he was like, ooh, that cow's mouth look good. And he wanted to get milk.
You see?
He went, and so, you know, once the calf locked on to him and didn't let go.
Yeah.
Like, it peeled the skin up off the shit and everything. Like, yikes!
Talk about
don't put your thing in the milk in the cow's mouth, man.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it, man. Y'all freaky dude.
White guy, I'm glad you said it.
White guy, huh?
Yeah, white guy.
Because I heard about these dudes doing shit.
But it was more than that, man. I was in Belmont. I was in Belmont Correctional. I was the youngest person in there at 17 years old. Anyways. But in Belmont Correctional, they was fucking sheeps.
What?
Like, these inmate guys, black guys, white guys, Puerto Ricans, they was fucking sheeps, man. It's some sick motherfuckers in the world. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
Mm.
If a motherfucker keep going to prison, he like boys. Think about it, man. If a man go to prison back to back, he like boys. He do.
He going to see his boyfriend?
He got to be, or trying to find a new one, because, man, it's all these beautiful women out here. But, you know.
Or a sheep that he missed.
Or a sheep, you know what I'm saying? Or a CO. C-ho.
Yeah. Man, yeah. We've seen stories about that shit,
too. CO ladies. I done seen men have babies by the CO ladies, too, also.
That's amazing. You never thought about saying you were a chick to leave prison so you could go to a female prison?
I done seen that, too. We had a, what's the people called? Well, he had a thing and a coochie. What do you call it?
A hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite.
Hey, look, the man looked like Homie the Clown, man. He had a whole blowout. So the men in the prison, they was, you know, they was at him because he had a coochie and a dingling at the same time.
Fuck?
So the man could get pregnant, so they moved him to the women prison. The prison, and he ended up going there and getting a couple other women pregnant. Like, man, it's crazy. Like, the game is crazy. Like, I don't understand.
That person could get pregnant.
He can get pregnant and have babies. Like an alien. That's some alien shit.
The
wow. No disrespect to the Homer Referendite.
You can't help it with your boy.
So it wasn't a chick, which is a big, long clit?
Nah, yeah. Dang-a-lane.
Yeah, man. So, you know what? It was probably a twin.
Mm-hmm.
And born together or something like that. I don't know.
That's crazy. Shit,
so they move the hermaphrodite
to Marysville prison. Marysville is the all women's prison. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Wow. Oh, so yeah. And then you said
shout out to the hermaphrodite.
They moved the hermaphrodite to the, and then
he ended up going to the women's prison.
And got some women pregnant.
About 4 or 5 of them. Like, he's a baby daddy.
Wow.
Child support when you got life.
Oh, yeah.
You got life on child support. That's crazy.
I mean, to be honest with you.
All your state pay gone.
I mean, why would you?
I'm just saying, like, mentally.
They can only take a percentage.
You'll go through something, but the fact that you can live the best of both worlds is like.
Man. I mean, because I can't picture somebody plowing into me.
But you got a vajayjay.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's the good part. You can play with it, but
you can fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
And get yourself pregnant. Ain't that? That's some weird shit, man.
Yeah,
no, that's got to be able to bend it.
Alienated.
You got to be able to bend it. It's hard to have a heart on the bend.
That's weird.
You can't do that.
I don't really want to think about that.
I've seen those toys, double sided dildos.
Yeah, freaky diggy. Man,
but I'm sure
that's 150 shades of gray. How about that?
So wow, they have a penis, a vagina, and one butthole.
Dang.
Well, moving on, Justin. I know that's your department.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that alone.
Yeah. What the hell, Jay? I know you're
Freaky Jay.
My bad.
Freaky Jay in the building.
Apologize.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you did that, and you wrote plays, and you got a book out.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, we got a book coming out with the beautiful Piper Cameron. I keep talking about her over and over. It's called The Shades of Blue. Shades of Blue. The Shades of Blue is coming out real soon.
And you know, we're just waiting on her. We signed the book deal. It's like different inmates, bro. They, you know, different stories.
Okay.
And I just speak about my grandmother and B.B. King.
So okay.
Like, whoa, yeah. Wait a minute.
We bring back in.
Yeah, because you talked about, like, you know, bringing out B.B. King on stage, which is a big deal.
Right.
What's your grandma's name, man?
Pearly B. Fryers, and they called her Queen B.
Shout out to her.
Yeah,
she was like, she was like, what's that lady, what's Tyler Perry? Madea, she was Madea on steroids. She would have, hey, she'd have whooped shit down Madea's leg. Listen to him, my grandma would have whooped shit down Madea's leg.
So that was your, were you raised by her?
Or? Yeah, I was raised by my grandma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
shout out to grandma.
Yeah, shout out to her, man. And
man,
she,
I love her. She was everything to me.
She introduced you to like the stage and things like that. Like, like, you know, public speaking is a big deal. Most people can't.
Yeah.
Talk without cussing.
Well, not just talking without cussing, but they have a problem speaking in front of people.
Right.
Yeah.
So
performing.
Or performing. Oh,
yeah. You have that problem, you take up Toastmasters. Where the Red Cross also got a speaking class, but Toastmasters will definitely help you learn how to speak without saying, know what I'm saying? I mean, because it get repetitive. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
repetitive. Like I keep saying, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but
I've done that.
No, but you were brought to, like, you know, an audience, and that, when you were introducing B.B. King, I'm sure it was in front of like hundreds of thousands of people.
It was a lot of people. That was the scariest experience that I ever had in my life.
Hmm. At 9 years old, though.
9 years old, from 9 to 12.
Wow.
So that was 3 year stint.
Yeah,
you had a job.
Yeah,
that was impressive, man. So you, like, if you had a reality magic wand, what's the end game for Lafayette Frierson? Like, what is something that you want to do? That you know, do you want to write a movie? Do you want to produce a movie? Do you want to act in the movies? Or what is something? Put it out in the world. What you want?
I think I just want to be big. I want to be big as Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? A superstar. I want to be a superstar that comes back and help people. Like Terrence Howard, you're a superstar. And I know those people didn't believe in you in Cleveland back in the day, but we see you now. And I believe in you, man. And you need to come back. You, Halle Berry, Steve Harvey, because we got a lot of talent here. Y'all better watch out. Because I ain't going to want to talk to y'all once I get famous. Like, you didn't want to talk to me back then. Back then, you didn't know me. Now I'm hot. Y'all know me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, what you're saying is you want to make a large impact on the world, but you're not going to turn your back on Cleveland?
I never turn my back on Cleveland. My birthday is February 16th. I was born February 16th, 1979. So I am 216.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, 216.
I am 216. I was born on a snowy day in the 216.
Yeah. You ever play sports?
I definitely was a football guy.
Yeah, you look like you.
What football position? And track and field. I was running back.
Okay.
Yeah. Quarterback. Oh. I was all over
it. Like a ball up and beat size.
Middle linebacker. Okay. I can play everything. Nose guard.
Yeah. Nice.
So with that being said, yo, Jay, where can they find you at, baby?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, where can they find you?
Hey, check me out. You can go to Facebook. I'm Laffette Frierson. On Instagram, you can find me, BIG_LAF_Cleveland_Hercules. And I'm lifting cars, and it's a whole lot of movie shit going on. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all lock in. I'm trying to put the city on the map. Detroit. Thank you, Dennis Reed. Thank you, DeJuan Ford. Thank you, Drew Scott. Hey, we about to make history.
Let's go.
Midwest connection is crazy.
Get it. Thank you, everybody. Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.